KFIZ News Time is 11 minutes past 10 o'clock here on a Monday. It's June 21st of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you, and welcome into hour number three of Fond du Lac Today here on a Monday. Pleased to be joined this morning by our good friend Sandy Tryon. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
It's been a while. How are you?
I am fabulous. It's been a year, but I was so excited when I saw you the other day, and you know, it was an opportunity to come back on and connect with your listeners in a little different avenue from what I usually had talked about.
Yeah, and well, you had retired from the ADRC,
and right.
That was in the middle of the pandemic, so everything
right.
we had done was on the phone, so I didn't get to see you for like...
Oh, it's been about a year, yeah.
Year plus.
Well, so. Yeah, plus, yeah.
Good to have you back in the studio, and Teresa Menting joining us as well. Thanks for stopping by and joining us this morning.
Yes.
How are you?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Well, we're going to talk about a women's empowerment series. Classes actually start September 2nd, so looking all the way ahead to September. But the need is there for women and for mentors, too, if I'm not mistaken. So let's just kind of have a discussion about this and put it on people's radars. And if there are people out there that are looking to be a mentor or women who are interested in this series, I'm sure there's some folks that will get some useful information out of this conversation. I don't know which one of you wants to start, but basically tell us about women's empowerment. What is it? What is its purpose here in our community?
Sure, absolutely. So really, we meet women where they're at in their journey, no matter what it may be. And we all go through ups and downs in our lives. And so it's really connecting women to other women and resources in the community, empowering them and their children to take steps that are needed to really create sustainable changes. And so through our program that we have, we bring in different professionals throughout the community to talk about mental health and addiction, childhood trauma, abuse, and talking about domestic violence, and then really overcoming, like, what was your story and what is your story and how can we take those things and move forward. So we are now a year-round program, so we offer classes and support year-round for women and children with our, right now we have an art therapy class and puppetry class for kids, which is really quite amazing to see. And that is, everything that we do is all free to the community. But on top of that, we have our capstone 12-week series that really has blossomed and grown and connected women far beyond what we've originally started. So that starts on September 2nd. It's Thursday nights from 5 to 8 p.m. at Lighthouse Church. So we invite women who are at a moment in their lives where they really could use that step forward and really some empowerment and some changes, and they're ready to make those changes to apply for the series. And we also welcome women at any time to apply for the series. We're here for anyone and really meet them if they're more one-on-one or if they really would benefit more from the classes. And then we also are in need of mentors. Mentors to come into the program with the women. Again, we focus more on relationship building, so not just a one mentor is responsible for just one person. We really want to build this whole community of women together to support each other. Meals, every week we have 100 to 150 people that we're feeding for meals. Childcare, babysitters, random volunteers. Volunteers are huge for the series and the program in general. So they bring a lot of life and support from everything from marketing to helping out in the office to helping with emergency support services, running classes, speaking, marketing, all different kinds of things, fund development. So we are looking for all of those as well.
A lot of different ways that people can give their talents and time to a cause like this, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be, like I know Sandy has mentioned in other talks with me, you don't have to sign up your life away. You can say, this is what I'd like to do, and I really want to, this is how much time I have, or I just want to come a day and serve a meal. We really want to bring people forth and part of the program that come in from all different areas.
So a lot of different ways that, that people can help out. And you talked about how this is, has grown over the years. How many years has this the series been going on, and what type of growth have you seen over that? You said it, there's been some really good response to this program in the community too, right?
Yes. So we started 4.5 years ago, mm-hmm. creating and developing the program. And it started off as this brainchild in the Department of Social Services when we were there, and started as an 8-week program of classes for women and their kids, or for the women. And the response was, it needs to be longer. It needs to be longer. We need more. And we realized we were having childcare available for the kids, but really we were not teaching the children. We had activities and games and all different kinds of fun things. But many of the children have gone through a lot of different traumatic things in their lives as well. So we have mirrored classes for the kiddos. Now we partnered with Marion University for year two and created a curriculum for the children and the teens as well. And then once we moved out of the county after our second year, we really focused on year-round support and services for all the women and the children. So now we're going on to our fourth year, and we have our alumni class for any of the graduates really working on a community legacy project, working on a graduation project for our upcoming graduates. We also have a stepping into the positive class that are for women who aren't quite ready for maybe the 12-week series, mm-hmm. And have some different discoveries to go through first. So we've really grown in that aspect, including, I don't know, Sandy, if you want to talk a little bit about our volunteer work program as well that we just launched too.
Well, what we found, you know, with the women that were participating and the kids is that they really wanted to give back to the community. They wanted to give back for all of the helping hand and assistance and support that they had been receiving. And what we ended up deciding to do as an organization is to develop opportunities for the women to become and to be involved and do volunteer kinds of services. We don't dictate hours or times or whatever, but it's certainly, you know, kind of, again, it's what time you have, when you have the time, what you can do. But what's a little different with this one is we've, at the Women's Empowerment Office on Western Avenue, we have a number of fairly nice items, food supplies, personal supplies, household kinds of supplies and mm-hmm. different things that if someone really needs something, we're going to help them. We're going to get them some of these items. But some of these bigger things too is like if the women are working, they can work towards getting some of these items simply by, you know, the hours you put in and the services that you put in equate then to some points to earn some bigger items. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of exciting because, you know, you feel so fulfilled when you're volunteering and you can give back, you know, especially you've had, you know, when you've participated in the program, you might be at the lowest point of your life or you're feeling hopeless or not sure, you know, how everything's, you know, going to go for you. And so to give back, you mm-hmm. know, to the community. And, you know, a lot of our folks that have participated within the program too have actually come back to help in lots of avenues where they might become a table lead for us or they might help with working with the kids or, you know, there's just so much, I see so many different pieces that are out there. Folks helped with our Fish for Kids mm-hmm. Project that went on this weekend, which was pretty fabulous. So it's just exciting. And, you know, the program itself started, you know, as a, you know, one time a year program is now evolved into a lot of fabulous ideas looking at self-esteem, building empowerment, helping people to direct their lives and get themselves really back on track. And for me, I end up interviewing most of the applicants that come through. There's myself and a couple other partners that I have. Mm-hmm. And when I talk to those women that have gone through the program, oh my gosh, the stories they'll tell of, you know, how far they have come, that that particular hand up was just the thing they needed to maybe get out of debt, to stop using substances, to go back to school, to get a new job, to maybe get out of a relationship that was damaging. And it's amazing, you know, and it's those, is it being with somebody, listening, and just that help up is it's really awe-inspiring.
So if there's someone out there listening that that maybe wants to sign up for this, again, the classes start September 2nd, so a ways out, but I know you're looking for people to start putting this on their radar and possibly putting their name in the hat, I guess you could say, for this now. If someone's listening and want to take part in this Women's Empowerment Series, how can they do that?
Well, what you need to do is through our online Facebook page at Women's Empowerment Series.org, we have online applications. You know, if you want to fill that out, we grab those, you know, we give the women a call that, you know, put that information out there. If you want to come to our office at 76 Western Avenue, we have applications there. Frankly, if someone wants to just give me a call, you can call me at 920-251-2772. I can answer questions, you know, I can deliver an application, you know, set up a meeting time for you. But what we're looking for now is it'll be really difficult for me to be pulling somebody in last minute in early September, because what we do is we're going to match them with a volunteer mentor. Okay. So when this particular class goes on, you're matched with somebody, and that mentor goes through the classes with you each of the 12 weeks. And so we have these smaller table groupings. So it's a little bit more of a smaller, intimate setting. So there's, with the confidentiality and people, you know, able to talk more about their own experiences and feelings. But I've got to be able to match.
Sure.
Because you want to make sure that the partnership that's together makes good sense. Because
right.
if you're not going to have as a rewarding of an experience if you're sitting with somebody that you're just a little uneasy with. And even with our mentors, too, it's the same thing. We all bring our own experiences, our own life. I don't know. I've got my baggage. Yeah, I'm suspecting everybody else has different pieces that they bring to the table.
Sure.
And so with that, what I'm doing right now is I'm Angela Kelsbeck is my partner in the interviewing. And so we're really actively interviewing the folks that are coming in. And I'm hoping, you know, by at least the early July, you know, that we're matching. But I will never turn anybody away. And frankly, because of all the ongoing services and ongoing classes that go on, you know, we'll take 20 people for this program, but I have, you know, even with this, there's so many other things. So I can try to hook you up with some of the other resources. We can get you involved in some of the other pieces. And then we also have online speakers and classes. So it's not a one and done that if you don't get in, you're going to be out of luck, because that's really not the case. We have a lot going on.
And if people want to be a mentor for this program, are you looking for mentors too then?
Yeah, it's come down to the office at 76 Western Avenue, or you get online to the Women's Empowerment Series.org. And folks can fill out a volunteer application. I actually carry those around in my car as well, too. So
okay.
If, you know, there's we've got some lead folks that work with the mentors. So, you know, we will always hook you up and they'll be, you know, with you and supporting you.
Very good. We have a couple minutes left. Any final notes about the Women's Empowerment Series that either of you wanted to share this morning?
Well, really, I think in the final notes, We want women to understand that, like Sandy said, this isn't just something where you apply and I get in or I don't get in. This is really, every woman, we're here to serve and help, no matter where it may lie or it may be. And if you also actually have to make a note, today is Amazon deals and tomorrow they have a big Amazon deals day. Mm-hmm. And so a way you can also support that's very easy is going and adding Gable Family Foundation to your charity of choice for Amazon Smiles. They will make a donation to Gable Family Foundation, which is the home of Fish for Kids and Women's Empowerment Series. And those are fantastic donations that we utilize for supplies, for equipment, for our resource room, for continuing classes. And we also do have a wish list on Amazon Smiles as well, which you can find on our Facebook page or our website as well. But there are many different ways to get involved, and the empowerment isn't just for our participants. Our empowerment is for everyone. Mm-hmm. And we find that a lot of our volunteers find their voice through their volunteering and are empowered through that as well. So if you just want to know more and talk and you're just not sure, you can always give us a call. I know Sandy gave her number if you want to call the office too. We have an office number as well, 920-204-0050. You can email us at info@womensempowermentseries.org. We're happy to answer any questions and talk with you at any time and see how you can best fit into Women's Empowerment Series.
Well, and I want to mention quickly, you know, because we are a not-for-profit, we're always having to figure out ways to, you know, get in some funds to support the program because women don't pay for anything. We're all volunteers. And last year we did a big auction for Action. So we did an online auction, which, you know, we had a lot of people donate items for that. So, and we did really well. So I am one of the folks that like to go out and ask folks if they would be willing to donate a particular item or gift cards or whatever it is. And our community is so fabulously supportive. This is a good community to help this kind of organization. So even right now, I'm starting to ask businesses, people, finding people are saying, oh my gosh, that's a wonderful group. I'll help you out. And the Auction for Action will be in November. But, I can't wait until last minute. So we're having fun with that too.
Very cool.
Yeah. So if you'd like to donate an item, if you'd also like to be part of that team too, we're always looking for some more people to join our events team. They're going to be planning that Auction for Action and then also our gala, which will be an empowerment event, our first ever in November at Hotel Retlaw on November 16th.
Very nice. Well, lots to talk about. We appreciate it. Teresa, thank you. And
thank
Sandy,
you.
Thank you as well for coming in.
I'm sure
talk about this more as the Empowerment Series gets closer. So have a great day.
Thank
Thanks
you
for coming
so much.
In. This is News Talk 1450 KFIZ. It's 1029 News.